The subject that is discussed in this week's parsha is something which is called Arei Miklat. Arei Miklat are the cities of refuge. If Chas V'Shalom someone killed someone by mistake, then he runs to Arei Miklat, it's a city of refuge, and over there there's a whole trial that happens that saves him from if somebody wants to take revenge for the fact that he killed the other person by mistake. Bottom line, what do the psukim in our parsha tell us? That there is 9 Arei Miklat. 3 Moshe Rabbeinu set aside on the other side of the Yarden, 3 when the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, and another 3 are going to be when Mashiach comes. What does this mean practically for us? Okay, so we know there's a story of cities of refuge, but none of us, thank God, most people, haven't killed someone by mistake. They have to run away to the city of refuge, to the Arei Miklat. What does all of this mean, practically speaking? The Rebbe gave to Yidden a city of a place, a time of refuge. If Chas V'Shalom throughout the year a person sinned, did something wrong, it's not over. There's a time which is called Elul, a refuge time. You go in there and you'll be able to clean it all off. This is what the Arizal says. Says the Rebbe, no matter what a person may have done until the month of Elul, as bad as he thinks it may be, that Eibishter gave him a perfect time. Go into that time, Elul, and over there you'll be able to repair everything. And this is going to be a refuge, a protection, Chas V'Shalom, from the Goyal Adam. Who is this Goyal Adam, the one who wants to take revenge? All those negative forces that stand on top of a person to remind God, ah, this person did this, this person did that. When a person will do a tshuva according to his level, some people do a tshuva which is called meyire from fear of God, some people do it from love to God, says the Rebbe very clearly, you're going to be inscribed and sealed le'alter right away besifron shel tzadikim leshono toivam sukkah. So by going into the month of Elul, which is the city of refuge, then we are going to be written up in the book of Tzaddikim, and we're going to have a very good and sweet year. And this is the concept of Arei Miklat. On the practical level, we have to get that message out there. Many people get very broken from their situation, and they say, I'm worthless, I'm a nothing, I did this, I did that. Comes the Rebbe and says, no, there's no such thing. Everything can be repaired. The month of Elul is the Arei Miklat, is the city of refuge in time. And when you take advantage of that, you can repair everything, become a new person, and the Rebbe Shteh will give him a Shana Tovam Sukkah, a good and sweet year. And this is the concept of Arei Miklat. And this is the idea that Mashiach is going to do, repair the whole world.